Educators and counselors are preparing for the start of a school year unlike any other. After more than a year of pandemic restrictions, counselors are focusing on ways to assess and address the long-term social and emotional health of children when they return to the classroom. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker reports from Fairfield County, Connecticut, in the latest installment of our ongoing series, Roads to Recovery.
Good morning. Hi, James. Good morning. Hi,
Tia. Of the many ways counselor Curtis Dara works to connect with his students, the most simple tactic is also one of the most important. He learns the name of each and every student he is responsible for, all 375 of them.
Hi, Kaylee.
Not surprisingly, this past school year at Westside Middle School Academy in Danbury, Connecticut, was a bit different. The students only started coming to in-person classes in January, and even then it was part-time. And Dara, like every other educator in America, had to change the way he did things. Social distance measures meant no lunch bunch meetings with the sixth graders, no drop-in visits to his office from the seventh graders, and the annual eighth grade trip was canceled. For a counselor who was recently named Connecticut School Counselor of the Year, such restrictions were minor compared to other challenges.
It was really hard as a counselor to read emotions through a mask. Like, you know, I would have to kind of like see the kids' eyes and like, are you crying? Are you happy? Or no? Oh, I'm good. Like, you know, so.
How much of a change did you see in the students between before the pandemic and now wherever we are?
I think there was a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear in some of the kids' eyes. And like, school is meant to be a safe place, a safe haven for them to feel comfortable and them for them to feel connected to like teachers and other students. And, you know, maybe they have like their first like crush and stuff like that. And we didn't see any of that this year.
Missing such hallmarks of middle school were part of a larger deficiency through this past year. Dara says that fundamentally, the pandemic has put enormous stress on a central aspect of middle school development, known as SEL.
SEL, or social-emotional learning, is a lot to do with kids being connected. A lot of here at Westside and even the Danbury Public Schools, or I feel like in education nowadays, are trying to really connect students to know what a good friend is, or like, you know, how to approach people with manners or kindness, and knowing what your strengths are on the inside and how you can bring that out. Just overall being like a good person. And I feel like right now a lot of kids, especially in the pandemic, are not connected. They're disconnected.
Sitting down with a group of seventh and eighth graders, you hear the same thing.
Did you feel like you were connected, or did you feel like you were disconnected?
Disconnected. Some days I just had my friends on FaceTime during class, just not really to talk to them, just so that I had like company, so I wasn't just sitting in my room alone in a meeting.
Exactly. Doing your work at home is way different. Like, you have to always be there for your teacher, have your camera on, and I have a sister and she was home, so you could hear her. And then every time I unmuted, you could hear my sister in the background. So it was pretty tough.
Did you find you had good days and bad days? Like some days you'd say, oh, this feels okay. And other days maybe it didn't feel okay?
Yeah. It definitely got like lonelier because you don't always have someone to turn to and talk to. Because when you're in your room alone or like in a meeting, you can't just turn and talk.
And the story is the same with teachers as well.
The best word to describe it is overwhelmed. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of anxiety, definitely a lot of exhaustion. And one of the things that came out most this past year was that feeling of being disconnected.
Jan Huckadel is the president of AFT Connecticut, the state's teachers union.
Unless you were in the school building or in those Zoom classes with those students, nobody can fully understand what these educators went through.
And this, says Huckadel, is changing the way Connecticut is thinking about the upcoming school year. Again, returning to the concept of social-emotional learning, but not for the students, for educators.
If the educators are in touch with their feelings, their emotions, and then they have the empathy to then understand their students better. And I know it's an overused analogy, but when you're flying on an airplane, you have to put your safety mask on first. Then you can help others.
When we think about the toll that the pandemic has taken on students' well-being, I immediately say we need to start by also thinking about all of the adults around them.
Christina Cipriano is the director of research at the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence.
When we can start to understand and think about how each student and each teacher, each adult in our school community, how they're feeling, how they're handling the current times, noting that that might be different today than it is next week, next month, and next year, and using that information as an opportunity to evolve how we're interacting with them, the instruction that we're providing to them, and able to support them in the long term.
One homegrown tool Connecticut is utilizing is called the RULER program, a curriculum that was developed by the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence. RULER is an approach to social-emotional learning centered on the five skills of emotional intelligence: recognizing, understanding, labeling, expressing, and regulating. It's been used by teachers around the country for almost 15 years. Traditionally, this was done in person, but the center began offering a virtual 6-week training in 2019 to accommodate educators who could not travel to in-person training. With the pandemic, the training was offered exclusively online. But with an influx of billions of dollars in pandemic-related education aid through the CARES Act and the American Rescue Plan, RULER is seeing unprecedented demand.
We know that you cannot support students in an authentic and healthy way if you yourself as an adult have not learned how to regulate your emotions, cannot label them effectively, and cannot be an authentic expressor. We have an opportunity here to take perspective and to learn from the varied experiences of others. And even if we ourselves did not experience a loss at a scale that our neighbor did or that, you know, someone across the country did, there's a great opportunity here and a hunger to learn from that experience so that we can all support each other to heal in a healthy way.
And that in and of itself presents the unbelievable challenge as it relates to September. If you have these teachers who, like everyone else, have gone through whatever this was, the trauma, the disruption, the anxiety, and they're not okay, and not having space to talk about being okay, that seems remarkably complicated.
Absolutely. And it will continue to ripple. Because it's going to show up differently in student behaviors and teacher behaviors as we move through next school year and arguably beyond, right? We have little precedents to understand what this will look like, but when we look to, you know, previous traumatic events, again, not the same thing, but looking at what was happening in New York City and surrounding areas after 9/11, what was happening after Hurricane Katrina, we know that the ripples of impact lasted for years.
Ripple effects that Counselor Curtis Dara will be looking out for.
What do you think the students will be like in September?
I think kids are going to be coming in here, hopefully with like smiles on their face and like, you know, after a nice, enjoyable summer. Unfortunately, there's a lot of kids who didn't do well academically, and so those are the kids I'm going to have to really touch base with and talk to and make sure they have a plan and set in place for their current grade year so that we can get them back on track.
This is a tall order for Dara, who split 750 students with just one other counselor.
We're going to need a lot of work going forward in the fall of making sure we can connect those kids on a social and emotional scale. You know, they haven't seen friends in a very long time. They haven't been with each other in a long time. I think we're ready, we're prepared. As you know, I never know what's going to come through the door. but we're going to be definitely ready. Come fall. And I'm really excited. I'm optimistic. I know it's going to be a lot of work, but I don't think I was born to do anything else. I love kids, and I love seeing their growth from sixth to eighth grade.